why we have to move here. They said, okay, we can do it.
Okay,
no data. You're still not ready. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning to everybody. Chair, I think I'm going to maybe start with your remarks in passing quickly, and then I'll go directly to the comments and the questions to the different presentations. I think the first thing we must do is agree that the challenges are not light. There actually is an element of a crisis. And the reason why I say this is because there's a lot of flare-ups at different institutions, particularly TVETs, around NSFAS and finances and allowances, but there's also flare-ups in other universities. You know, CPUT is on shutdown now. I don't know if you know completely, you know, the program has been suspended. UniZulu, University of Fort Hare. And I think the comment that you made about the administrator at the University of Fort Hare must not be taken lightly. It's something that I raised in the previous portfolio committee meeting about the arrogance of some managers in our institutions thinking they own those spaces, yet those are public spaces. And it's very important to make sure that even the administrator, based on the work that they're supposed to do, is being held accountable. And they need to be able to report here. But beyond that, I want to suggest, Chair, that in some instances, we need to hold our meetings as a portfolio committee at some of these campuses and actually go see some of these things ourselves, so that when we request the minister to come and brief us on what action steps are being taken to resolve some of the challenges, we've got a raw picture of what we're talking about. So I wanted to be able to start with those particular comments. And then my last comment, Chair, is that I think if you're listening to the presentation, particularly from the student leadership, right, and an element from management, vis-a-vis some of our engagements in this portfolio committee, we can all agree that there are commonality of challenges in the TVET sector, which have gone for years unaddressed. I don't know why, you know, it's depressing, frustrating to sit here and listen to this very same problem over and over and over again. Even though when we have also flagged it, because I've visited some of these campuses across 7 provinces, and the same problems are raised. The curriculum is outdated. NATED has never been reviewed, doesn't have practical courses. You talk about lectures that are not skilled, not properly trained. There's oversaturated courses. The department creates a curriculum. Then it gives it to TVET that you must go and implement this particular curriculum. But you find that there are courses that are oversaturated. If you're studying marketing, for example, in the TVET sector, where are you going to work? If you're doing HR, it's an oversaturated course. But these are things that we continuously give, and then we went at the end to say, yeah, we've got high unemployment, this and whatever, yet we have graduates that have got skills that are not necessarily relevant for the market. There's a late disbursement of allowances. It's like a yearly thing. It's like there's an event every year that we must strike for these things. And they are years undressed. Certification backlog. Some colleges are talking about a system of registration. I mean, if we're still talking about systems of registration and some campuses not having Wi-Fi but want to talk 4IR and this and all these big fancy words, I think it's something that we need to sit down with the minister and say, curriculum, what has been done about it? What are the timelines? When it will be resolved? When is it relevant for industry? Who is being consulted for all of this stuff? So I think some of these challenges are common. And we can't sit here and act as if, no, it's a new thing to us. It's not a new thing. You know, every single TV that comes and presents, it's the same problem. But let me go directly to the questions. I'll start with DHET, particularly the TVET branch. In relation to the Tshwane North TVET, there's an indication that there were demands, student demands submitted, there were responses for the from the management. Were those expedited? Were they resolved? Or were they left hanging, which could possibly have contributed to some of the challenges? Two, at the department in the TVET branch, who's responsible for the development of the curriculum as well as the academic program for TVET sector? And what is the cycle? What is the development cycle of that particular process so that we can know exactly what we're talking about. Three, which courses are commonly referred to as oversaturated courses by the campuses, as well as what inputs have they made in terms of curriculum development? I know, for example, every single college complains about NATED being last, you know, touched in 1994, doesn't have practical skills, you know, some of them are dated and stuff like that. I mean, what are the oversaturated courses that we have there? And are we still offering some of those? And if we are, when do we, you know, scrap them off? Number four, what is the role, what role has the department played in the accreditation of workshops on campuses to assist the management? I know for a few campuses that have centers that have been built for millions. Ingwe TVET is an example in Pisana. It's been standing there for 5 years. It's a white elephant. It's not been used. And there's equipment in there worth millions. Yet students can't, it's not accredited. You know, what role does the department play when it comes to that? And then just to go to Tshwane North. I think the chair has commented on this. I think we need to maybe get a report or a summary on why was the principal dismissed, and you know, why was she reinstated. Subsequent to that question, why has there been 7 CFOs? That's actually alarming, because maybe it's in looking at disclaimer audits. It's a true reflection of what the problem could be there. But if you can maybe give an indication of what that is. I wanted to check, are you using the Cortec or ITS system as an institution, and how to, and as you have indicated that has contributed to the delays in registration, which ultimately NSFAS will. So, what mechanisms have you put in place to address those systemic challenges? Are you planning on changing to a different system, because there are various types of offerings of systems for you to be able to use? So, if you can maybe give us an update on that. Have you paid the February allowances? It's a very simple question. Yes or no, if you have paid those allowances, how many have you paid? How many are still outstanding? Because the reason why your campuses are probably shut down is because of that. And then, with the students living with disabilities that you enroll in your campuses, are there any challenges that you get from NSFAS regarding the disbursement of their allowances and the assistive devices? What is the turnaround time? And I think indirectly this goes to NSFAS as well, if you can maybe give a comment. On that.
Yeah,
and then lastly, Chair, I'll conclude, Chair, it's just these issues are many. And then just to the Central Johannesburg TVET, let me just put the general questions, because it's going to go for all of them. Just to all the TVET colleges, what disbursement systems do you use? Is it direct, or is it financed via the TVET college itself? And then in terms of your course offering and curriculum, I need you to comment on this very honestly. What courses do you believe are oversaturated, outdated, that we need to scrap immediately, and what process do you think we need to institute to make sure that the curriculum is relevant for the job market, entrepreneurship, and innovation? Then my last question to all the TVET colleges. In terms of your infrastructure and maintenance, do you have internal capacity to deal with infrastructure and maintenance, or would you be prone to open to the approach of getting the Department of Higher Education and Training to engage or liaise with Treasury within the laws of the country to manage your projects to avoid political interference, as well as what is your engagements with municipalities for buildings or land that is available for you to be able to utilize for the purpose of student accommodation, as well as lecture halls. I think I'll stop there, Chair. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson.
And follow that example, yeah. Honorable.
Look, quickly, and I think this should never be repeated, and we can't always be speaking about the same thing, that we engage in the absentia of the political office in terms of the minister or the deputy minister. It's very, I feel very undermined yet again, because some of these issues, they will need their immediate attention, because we're just going to speak here and nothing will fall into the ears of reasonable people. We're not sure if they are going to review these videos and watch them. Two, I think the doctor there of NSFAS was not supposed to go anywhere. We have direct questions to him because some of these issues, we have raised these issues with him in terms of the systematic program that is happening at NSFAS, okay?
I explained earlier on that Dr. Carolusen is going to appear at the select committee of NCOP. It's also a committee of parliament. So he has left the relevant people here. So we can't say he was not supposed to go there. It can't be we ourselves who undermine another house of parliament. If he has to appear there, he has been called. For the second time, he must appear. They want him to be there. I had a discussion with the chairperson of the select committee. That's why I never had a problem with him going out, because it's a follow-up. And they wanted the administrator. So let's not undermine another house of parliament.
Yeah, next time, even your agenda should speak to what you are saying, because here it's written Dr. Carolusen. And when I read the agenda, I expect him to be here.
I explained.
It's fine.
I explained, Honorable Gates.
It's fine. Let us continue, because, you know, there's an IT system in NSFAS, right? And we need honest answers. Comrade Ngasana Sizwe, when he was removed from NSFAS and they appointed this guy, right? We were told here, me and you and the entire portfolio committee members, that there's an improvement in IT system. I can tell you now, the system that has been failing students during the tenure of Ngasana is the same system that is being used in NSFAS. That is why year in, year out, since 2017, we always had these problems of disbursement of funds becoming late. And it's not true that cell phone numbers are wrong. No, that's a very lazy argument to bring. Because if you are having a very well-sophisticated and well-managed system, you can manage cell phone numbers very easily. Ask them now, how long does it take to change a simple, a wrong cell phone number in their system? I can tell you now, it takes days in NSFAS system. The same thing that has been happening under Ngasana, right? It takes forever. That is why they always start with these kind of problems. Apparently, there are only two fellows in NSFAS offices that have access to that system. If they are not around, no one can change anything. That's why we wanted that guy to be here, so that we address this thing directly. These comrades, they don't know anything. They are employers. They are, I mean, they are employees.
Please,
but it's fine. Let's go directly to the report.
No, please. We can't invite people here and we undermine them. We can't call people that we have invited this guy. I mean, if you get addressed like that, we are not going to like it. We have always said, let's maintain a certain level of decorum. When we have invited guests here, they are gentlemen and ladies. They are guests. We can't refer to them like that. You can't say that guy is Dr. Carolusen, he's an administrator of NSFAS. He deserves respect from you so that he can respect you. Please, Honorable.
Apologies. I thought I've been referring him to as a doctor. I'm sorry. You know. But we're going directly to the issues of colleges. Look, I think, Chair, as Honorable Nodad has been saying, that issues have been dealt with. They are similar. They are the same. We've always been dealing with similar issues. I'll just go directly to specifics. One. Or for all the three TVET colleges, we want to understand the nature of your stakeholder relation. You know, how do you relate to stakeholders? Because I don't take what you have said here serious until we get there and understand the real issues. You can, every time when we call people to parliament, obviously you can't come here and tell us that we always have fights with NEHAU or Student Command or SASCO, PYA, as they have mentioned. I'm raising this because of one question that has been raised before with TVET colleges, that colleges principals are very hostile towards political formations. And that is a fact. And that is why, you know, some of them, they can even say, we can't engage you, we'll engage the SRC. telling a chairperson of a structure in that particular campus. Some of them, they even go to an extent that student formation are not supposed to exist in these TVET colleges. I can tell you an example. I once went to Sibanisethu in 2018. I was told that I can't hold a meeting inside campus. And I was very perplexed that how come in a public institution, we are a recognized structure, we can't hold a meeting inside campus. Well, luckily we had someone who was very reasonable in that side of the campus who finally gave us the permission against the will of the management to say, you can proceed, but you must know that my work here, it's under threat. So we want to check the relation. I could see signs already at TNC that the situation is very hostile there. There's no swift relation in terms of the engagement with the student leadership. Just to also touch on the ones of CJC, you don't have to engage SRC only, and that's why if you want to avoid a lot of unrest on campuses, if you want, and I'm speaking to your administrator, if you want to do well there, I studied at the University of Johannesburg. I know people who are very problematic around that area, right? So if you want to have a proper tenure and turn around that particular campus or the college, you must engage everyone, you must be willing to engage everyone. Student activists, they don't want anything too much. Just engage them, show them issues that can happen and issues that can be achieved and issues that cannot be achieved. I mean, if issues are far-reached, you tell them that no, there you can't, and you give reasons. But to dismiss them, you are creating monsters. They are going to go and lobby against you. And once they do that, you can't stop them. We know we have been there. We understand those things. And I know you have SRC elections there. I don't know when they are starting at CJC leader tomorrow. Right? So just to make sure that there is that political tolerance, allow political structures to contest freely without anyone interfering, the same way we've always been seeing in the past. Allow democracy to prevail. No one must be managed, so that whoever lobbied properly can emerge. The other issues will deal with the department, because I think it will be pointless for us to engage. But the question of TNC should be given maximum attention. And we should be worried that the academics are at halt as we speak, leadership. Nothing is happening. We should be extremely worried. And I don't know how the SRC tends to come here when we invite them. Do they use the budget of their own, or management pays for them? They take the same flight? Because it's difficult when you're an SRC leader, you move with your principal. They manage you all over the flight, you are there, leader, no, this is how we must move, no, don't do this, do that. We know that. I mean, the issue of coffee and biscuits, we know those things, right? So I think next time when we invite these different stakeholders, we must separate these people. SRC must come alone, they must come alone, so that they first meet here. And then I can tell you now, there will be a lot of issues, I can tell you now, if they did not come, all of them. You remember when we called TUT the other time, how messy it was, right? So you can even hear some of the issues comrades want to speak, but it's like they said, no, man, leader, that one will manage it that way. Relax, you see. So sometimes we must at least get different transportation or different flights, and so that we avoid issues to be managed in the process. People must be honest when they get here, without any fear or favor. And college principals must not intimidate student leaders. They are representing students, these people. And the issues that they are raising, they are genuine. And that is why I'm happy with the two colleges that presented last. And I'm sure even TNC management is ashamed of themselves on how they treat the student leadership. They can hear how others are having swift engagements with others. And they thought we were going to move with the same trend of fights and not engaging thoroughly.
they were shocked. People are engaging properly. But engaging properly does not necessitate the fact that you must manage student leaders. Don't. Student leaders must raise issues vehemently without any fear or favor.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Honorable Gates, let's move like that. Honorable Yao.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will not be long. I'm just interested in getting clarity around the strike at Tshwane North TVET College. I saw one clip which was addressed by, I think, the regional chairperson of the ANC Youth League in Tshwane. And speaking to the students, he mentioned something about a draconian rule by the principal and have been 10. It got me worried. And the students were cheering that it's true, but I did not pick it up from the presentation by the SRC. They seem to have glossed over some of the issues. Maybe it's a question of time or they are being diplomatic. But I would really want to understand what is the issue there. That the principal is running the college as a personal fiefdom with a Ben 10. If institutions tend to be personal fiefdoms, we must take exception to it. But there must be substance. Also, people must not just throw innuendo that damages people's reputations and integrity when there is no substance because they can. Because we are running into cases where people play politics with other people's reputations and integrity, and we now have to go into those gossip mongering issues as a parliamentary committee. And sometimes when we get to the bottom of things, we get embarrassing results because people would have come with malicious gossip to damage people's reputations. We will really want to get to the bottom of that allegation as far as Tshwane North College is concerned. It's worrying. I think also to just gloss over the issues around the cooperation of TVETs, especially that have presented, and the various CETAs. I think the SRC of, if I'm not mistaken, Gert Sibande, that there are students who go through the vocational training and yet come out without having gotten an opportunity to get experience in the training they are getting. I think the reference used was that some of them have not even laid one brick, and yet they are builders. Is this a common experience across these TVETs? And if it's a common experience, I'm not certain, but it was one of the student leaders who was sitting there. If it's a common experience, what is the disjuncture, or what causes the disjuncture between what the college is supposed to do and what the outcomes become for the students who attend? If you are a builder and have not laid a brick and you've got the theoretical knowledge, why would we still call it vocational training? We need to speak to those things. If the curriculum does not produce what it is said is going to produce on paper, then it means we have a problem. We have a deeper problem than we actually see on the surface, Chairperson. And I feel maybe there needs to be an in-depth analysis of the vocational training space itself, on what it seeks to achieve, what are its capabilities in relation to those who provide the training, those who plan the training, and those who receive it, as well as the contribution of the CETAs in ensuring that we produce the best outcomes that, one, are employable, that are able to also create value in our economy. We cannot be producing educated, unemployable young people through the vocational system. And so those are my two main issues that I wanted to get clarity on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Who's next?
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Let me firstly welcome all the reports by management and as well the student representatives. I would like to indicate that on the issue of the reason given for dismissal and reinstatement, I think as a committee would need to get a fully fleshed feedback with regards to that. The other thing that I've noted with regards to the presentation of all these TVET college is the fact that there's no signage or uniformity. It's as if the other one is in a peri-rural area and the other one is somewhere. So I believe that as TVET from the same area or corridor, you need to find each other in terms of exchanging good practices. For instance, Gert Sibande College, I mean, their presentation was so nice that you are able to even see that these people are trying to get their house in order. But others, it's as if it's me from somewhere just decided to do a report that is not fleshy in terms of what we want as this particular portfolio committee. So perhaps management must meet with Gert Sibande and get some sense in terms of how did they come out with this nice report of the years. One thing that we normally emphasize as this portfolio committee is issues of demographics on gender representation. Not sex, right? Not male and female, but demographics. In terms of your disabled people, different ethnicity, issues of race, issues of age. So in all of your reports, we don't find expression in terms of who are these beneficiaries in your TVETs, so that we are able to track and trace a transformation at that particular space. So in future, include that part as well. And the other thing, Chairperson, I think as a portfolio committee, they need to as well give us a fully fleshed report with regards to cases and their status quo, and as well the progress, if need be, per case. Because on their presentation, they are indicating challenges, and they are indicating as well what is happening with issues that they are dealing with. The other one goes to DHET. It's as if the center doesn't hold. I mean, we can't be having vacant position, yet we want to respond to the need of the country. So Department of Education must assist us. If they are failing, then they must take back the authority to the council to actually appoint this management. On the reports of these three TVETs as well, with the sketch of gender-based violence, I didn't see anything coming out. If there are issues that are affecting you as colleges with regards to GBV, and what is it that you are doing to respond to them. So hence, I'm very worried about this particular report. To NSFAS, I mean, now at least NSFAS, it's better. It's not that blurry than before. We must admit and we must applaud. However, I'm very worried about your consistent communication with the beneficiary and as well the country. All of you, you know that 4IR is not a concept, it is here and it is happening. So your accounts, your website, they are vague in terms of issues that you are dealing with on day-to-day basis. So I'm not sure whether the perception of theatre of us having Microsoft people in those big offices, is it real or what? But please make use of the 4IR in terms of communicating solutions to the problems that you are facing as institutions. Lastly, Chairperson, I want to check because of NSFA said that to those that have been identified as having challenges with regards to cell phone contacts, they have conducted the workshops and so on. And so far, from where I come from, I haven't heard of anything that a student met with the NSFAS in terms of induction of indicating this particular problem. I want to check, where have you conducted such workshops, and how soon can you then issue a statement of information to everybody to say that the reason why we are having a problem of a transaction is because of this thing of cell phones, so that each and everyone must know that perhaps I must go and verify with a specific office whether my telephone number is correct or what. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right. Thank you. We are running terribly behind. There's no time. And we're asking questions. Our guests here still have to respond. So let's just be mindful of that. We're left with Mam Svia, and then...
Thanks, Chairperson.
You didn't raise your hand. You
thanks.
Did. Okay, Honorable Boshoff and Honorable Lizzie.
Thanks for my presentation. Okay, the Chairperson has said many things about Koskazi lapho eTswane North. We need clarities. But kuyiTswane, you are talking about 94 toilets not functional. Toilets not functional. New toilets were broken. The issue of the disruptions caused by the staff. What are the issues there? And you are telling us there were seven CFOs on that seven CFOs. And how many CFOs were deployed to the college through the SAICA project partnership from 2012 to 2019? And also you have said there are vacancies regarding senior positions. What progress has been done to fill those positions permanently? Gert Sibande, I salute you, Nkosikazi Qhuba. Uyibambe kanje. Ungabe usuyashintsha. Yeah. But SRC, they are complaining about safety of students in campuses. Yini eniyenzayo lapho? Staff accommodation in campuses to be given to needy. Why ni prioritize staff rather than needy students? Eviction of students. Why are we evicting them? Is it because they were there illegally? Central Johannesburg, aye. Ibambe nje izakahle yona. But there is a shortage of computers, laboratories, and textbooks. How far have you gone? Pending results and backlogs of certificates. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you, Jay. I will try not to raise all these issues that other people did. I would like to know at Gert Sibande on, now I can't say which page, it says University of Pretoria has been appointed to conduct the program qualification mix research on behalf of Gert Sibande. I just want to know what is that. I don't understand that exactly. The other thing, referring to basically all the colleges, Tibet colleges, was a reference to outdated learning material. I know there was a huge problem when colleges wanted to transition from the old N courses to the unit-based courses, and then in the working place, the companies were not satisfied with the training the people got at the, with the unit standards, and then it was reverted back to the N colleges. So it means that we are working with curricula which were devised, let's say, 30 years ago, or am I wrong? I would just want to have clarity on that, because to me that is the most central thing, is this is vocational, so somebody needs to be ready for the working place when he or she exits the place. And then I just want to note that the students did a very good job, and I think it was Johannesburg Central who, as a footer, on their presentation quote Deputy Minister Buti Manamela saying that this must be a space of choice, and they actually illustrated that it is. They don't stand back for any other presentations we had from students. As a matter of fact, I think they excelled to what students of universities or universities of technologies offered in the same area with the same aim. And then I just want to say, I wondered whether it was really necessary to rebrand Gertse Bondi, and then I saw the old branding and I realized that was not possible. And the other thing about Gertse Bondi, it was very peculiar for me to see Gertse Bondi working on a maritime economy, and then it reminded me that the Honorable President, when he was at the Davos, the Suez President introduced him to the Minister of Naval Affairs, and he said, but how can Switzerland have a navy? And then he responded, yes, but you have a Minister of Police. Thank you.
I don't understand that one. Okay. Minister of Police must be there everywhere. Okay. I must say, members, as Honorable Liabo was speaking, coincidentally I opened an envelope and I see there's a complaint, a formal complaint lodged by the principal of Tshwane North College against the Mr. Lesego Makhubela, MPL, for incitement of student unrest at Tshwane North College. So I was trying to go through it, this complaint. To Mr. D. Makura, ANC Provincial Chair, Honorable Nzimande, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, CC Mr. Manamela, Honorable MP Mapulane, those are the people who are, so the principal has laid a formal complaint. I see there's some attachment about PYA, MK, MVA. I think it's what you are saying, political interference. Honorable Litsie.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm going to be very short. In fact, I'm not even going to ask questions. I'm just going to make some comments and then recommendations. I think colleagues have covered me. I think one comment I want to make to Tshwane North College is that at least they look like they've got a very young female black CFO. Let's hope that she does not fall in the sort of the seven who came before her. So there might be, you know, uncontrollable desire by some in the institutions. I mean, most of the institutions that end up being under administration, it's not because they can't speak to one another. Majority of them, they are like possibly CJC, majority of them, they end up fighting for resources of that institution, of those institutions, and the CFO position becomes a target. So we'll, of course, we'll pray for you, but we also hope that you don't fall like those who came before you who fell. The second comment, Chair, I want to make is that I think Honorable Nodada touched on it. It's the issue of the systems that we're using at these institutions called ITS and Coltech. You know, majority of our problems, if we can zoom in really, emanates from those systems, whether we like to want to believe it here or not. So the department must really assist us. I mean, there seems to be a serious monopoly by these two in administering registrations, exams, and all of these things by these two ICT systems. And we really need to zoom in. I think I want to support a proposal from one of the members here that maybe we must go visit, hold our meetings at these institutions, because they were going to uncover a lot of things. I want to discourage the chairperson, the acting chair, or the chairperson of Tshwanelo's College. I heard the presentation talking about their lecturers and students were missing classes, therefore want to go biometric. I mean, really, biometric. Us who grew up not, we can tell you now that if we put in a chappies there where you must put in a finger, that thing doesn't work anymore. So you'll be, it will be regular, it will be wasteful expenditure. So Gert Sibande here, they presented that they've got something that speaks to attendance app or something. Maybe you must move towards that space. Don't take us to biometric as if we're approaching 2000. We're in 2020 moving very swiftly, the fourth industrial revolution, so we must move into that space. Majority of the people who spoke here, Chair, spoke about the challenges in the curriculum of, or that we are offering at these institutions. Maybe we must have a recommendation that speaks to, maybe the minister must have a ministerial task team that will have college principals, university, SRC students, maybe you can have SACPO, SAFETA, you can have all of these people there. But also together with Council for Higher Education, CHE, to look at, or maybe also industry people, to look at the curriculum that can be relevant in this day and age. Because what we are talking about, there will be no need really. I think I share the sentiments of many here who came and are saying, you are training us for the streets. You are educating us, you are giving us certificates, but literally you are training us for the streets because the job market can absorb us. The job market, the economy that was able to accommodate us, apparently it shrunk way back in 1999. Some of them were not born, those who are now studying these things. So maybe we need a ministerial task team that will look at the relevance of the curriculum moving forward. In governance, I think we've got a lot of acting people. I think Gert Sibande, they said they've got an acting principal from 2017, if I remember, I mean really. From 2017, it's 2020 now. So it means there's no desire from the department. And I said some of these things, we'll say them to the department, to the relevant people, but we can't have an acting person from 2017 till 2020. And I saw the they've had clean audits for some time. That means there's some stability. There's a student they presented here. There's some stability management, but there's acting people everywhere. So it means the department also must assist us in stabilizing the sector general. So we need to really move into that thing. One thing that I did not get out of all of this people was on the infrastructure grant that the department gives. Majority of did not touch on them. Majority of them, I know I went through their presentations.
They are intimidating us already.
Yes.
They want to come in.
Yes, the person, I've been 3 minutes. I'm moving very quickly. No, there's a meeting. Yeah. On the infrastructure grants, I know that in the sector generally, there's about unspent fees of about 1.6 billion from the TVET colleges that has been taken now at the end of this financial year back. Whereas I know your classes, some of them, they look like, you know, deep in a shack. What is the problem there? Why can't you spend the money that is allocated to make learning conducive? Maybe, Chair, on NSFAS, yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I've given myself, I've given NSFAS, you know, my heart, generally. But, you know, I'm losing... I'm losing trust in them. Their system, it's very difficult for me to agree with the Honorable Gates of the EFF here, but I'm forced because I can tell you now in Khwarat Sibande, for an example, if I were to make an example, that there's one group, cohort of students who were paid twice, just that they did not speak about them. Were paid twice, whereas there's another group was not paid at all. So your IT systems, you may not want to admit, your IT systems are a problem. Your NSFAS portal, on your system it can say funded, but you don't pay university, you don't give, including those that you pay directly through NSFAS wallet, you don't pay them barracking those allowances. So there are serious problems within your institution that really needs to be attended to as a matter of urgency. NSFAS is extremely important to some of us. It's extremely important. Majority of students here depend on it. So some of your people there in that institution, I think, Chair, we really need to maybe to go to NSFAS and see how they do things. Because I can guarantee you, we'll get there. Our inboxes, our emails are full with students complaining about, NSFAS, I can't access the NSFAS portal. NSFAS says I'm funded, but I've not received it much. Those at TVET, you know, and those in the trimester, they are finishing. They're supposed to be writing and finishing. They've not received. Institutions here, they made presentation that they are still struggling to pay 2017, 2018, and 2019 allowances. So, and you want to come here and say your systems are all right. Can we have a clear discussion?
Wrap up, Honorable.
Yes. No, that's the...
That's the last one.
That's
okay.
The last point I'm feeling. But I just want to emphasize on it. Maybe, Chair, we need to visit NSFAS. Maybe have the whole day they sit there, allow them to work, and let's see when they say they are working, what is it that they are doing there? Because we seems to be students are losing interest, they're losing confidence in that institution. And once that happens, these students, when they are frustrated, Cape Town is too far, they will go to Khwarat Sibande, they'll go to Tshwane, they'll go to CJC, they will ban these institutions and will start afresh. So
okay.
In order for us to avoid these things, NSFAS must also do the right things. Thanks.
All right. Honorable Whip wanted to come in, but because I'm leaving, so I'm going to make my comments and leave, and she will then close. But there's the next meeting, the people are outside, and we've asked questions, members. And there won't be enough time for responses. And I don't know how, but Tshwane North, I think let's agree that we will have a follow-up. You'll send a report that we asked for, and then we'll have a follow-up session. But I just want to give you an advice that when you are running a public institution, you must understand that there is quite a variety of interests in that institution. Political persuasion and all of that. Allow those things to exist, because this kind of institution is where all these issues find expression. All these things find expression in there. That's why universities, that's institutions where most of the students begin to get conscientized politically. They begin to participate. Must open up that space to allow the free participation, various political parties. Don't stifle it, because that's where it's supposed to germinate from. And most of the members, honorable members of parliament, that's where they became active politically. It was at institutions of higher learning. So when you stifle it, you are going to have a problem. You'll write us lots and lots of complaints because you are basically suppressing something that inevitably you are not going to succeed. But more importantly, I think create platforms to engage with the students. From where I'm seated, if there is platform, if you engage with the student, you can be able to address some of the things, But I think we need a follow-up and a full report from council about what has happened. 3 consecutive disclaimers. We don't know about the previous. It's very, very worrying. Or it basically everything else has collapsed. but the other institution, look, there are areas of improvement, but generally, Kharsibanda, there seem not to be issues there. Johannesburg, central Johannesburg is turning the corner, according to how I see things. But generally, the TVET space requires our attention, both from a policy perspective and from practices at institutional level. Because there are other issues. Well, we must understand historical context. I mean, TVETs have not been afforded the kind of attention that the universities have been afforded in this country. So we mustn't speak as if, they have been at an equal pedestal, because they have not been. From a resource point of view, from an attention, from a policy perspective, even within the department itself. So we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. But it does look like we are not going to be able to get time to respond. So I would like all the 3-4 institutions represented here to address the responses in writing to us. And we'll get a date to have a follow-up meeting with the Tshwane North. But in the meantime, can you please go and open the university, the TVET college, and allow teaching and learning to take place, because that's why you exist, to facilitate that. Whatever it takes, sit down with your stakeholders, the department, make sure that the college is open. Honorable Whip, it looks like we don't have enough time, so I'm going to adjourn this meeting at this time. Welcome back, Dr. Carolison. So we are done. We will get requests. Please don't, in the next 7 days, give us the written responses to all the questions. Thank you.